Thank you, Mr. President. Excellence, Madame Chantal Chambaud-Moivita, ministre des Droits humains, Monsieur le Haut-Commissaire, Madame Marie-Thérèse Keïta-Bokoum, présidente du groupe des experts indépendants sur la RDC, Mesdames et Messieurs les délégués. Le 30 mars dernier, je vous présentais du haut de cette tribune une situation des droits de l'homme préoccupante à cause de la détérioration de la situation sécuritaire dans les provinces du Nord-Kivu et de l'Ituri, due à l'activisme accru des groupes armés. Cette situation ne s'est pas améliorée. Les provinces du Maïdombé et de la Tchopo continuent d'être elles aussi affectées par les attaques contre les civils, provoquant des pertes en vies humaines et des déplacements massifs des populations vers Kinshasa et Kisangani. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the M23 in the quest for territorial gains extended its hold on territories towards Lubero. Kanyabayonga was captured in late June after intense fighting during which hospital and IDP sites were deliberately targeted by M23. Several civilians fled their homes, further exacerbating the humanitarian crisis. Attacks against humanitarians have persisted. Between March and August 2024, OCHA documented 254 incidents during which 5 humanitarian workers were killed, 6 others kidnapped, and 26 wounded. I pay tribute to those who lost their lives while providing the much needed relief to civilians. I strongly condemn these attacks and call on all actors to join forces in providing an effective response to the protection needs of humanitarian workers. While all efforts are primarily geared towards dealing with the situation in the Petit Nord with the M23, CODECO and ADF seize the opportunity to wreak havoc in other parts of North Kivu and Ituri. At the same time, tensions between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda have persisted. I welcome ongoing regional efforts through the Nairobi and Luanda processes and invite member states to fully support these two interlinked processes. I also commend the signing of a ceasefire agreement between Rwanda and DRC on 30th of July, which still holds despite low intensity clashes between the M23 and the Wazalendo. MONUSCO will continue to support to provide its support to the facilitators and signatories for its implementation. MONUSCO will continue to provide its support to SAMI DRC pursuant to UN Security Council Resolution 2746 in strict conformity with the UN Human Rights Due Diligence Policy, including support for the establishment of a human rights compliance framework. This will require additional resources, and it is imperative to maintain MONUSCO's freedom of movement for its to effectively implement its protection of civilian mandate, including early warning and response mechanism and monitoring compliance with human rights standards during military operation. In South Kivu, MONUSCO closed its operation in April and maintained a residual presence. I value the High Commissioner's commitment to maintain a robust presence in South Kivu, including in Uvira, critical in securing the gains made in the furtherance of peace and security over the years. I appeal to you all to lend support to human rights resource mobilization efforts. Still, as part of the drawdown and the transition process, the United Nations and the Minister of Interior jointly signed a joint police reform support program for 2024-28. A United Nations Joint Justice Support Program is currently being developed for 2025-29 in close consultation with other partners like the European Union. The support of the UN and the international community, including through the forensic expertise with UNGHRO, has enabled the DRC to prosecute emblematic cases and convict perpetrators for individual and common responsibility for crimes against humanity, including for forced pregnancy and environmental crimes. Monsieur le Président, Mesdames et Messieurs, le retour de la paix en RDC passe par la conjugaison d'efforts militaires et non militaires pour trouver des solutions durables tant national que régional. Une gouvernance vertueuse de l'exploitation des ressources naturelles y contribuera grandement. J'encourage le gouvernement à poursuivre son engagement en faveur de l'adoption d'un plan d'action national sur les entreprises et les droits de l'homme pour une pleine réalisation du droit au développement et des droits économiques, sociaux et culturels. Finally, I welcome the continued support of the Human Rights Council for the authorities to in the discharge of their core functions and obligations of protecting human rights in the DRC. I also count on your concerted efforts to continue supporting the work of human rights in the DRC through enhanced financial and political support to the Joint Human Rights Office and the teams of international experts, and I thank you.